lose all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. 56 degrees at 11:40 on this Wednesday, March 8th. I'm Ann Carrick. Here's what's happening. It was a day of rallies and protests for International Women's Day and a day without a woman, including many events here in New York. Does the White House believe the president is or was the target of a counterintelligence investigation? A shooting at a Burger King turns into a carjacking with a child in the backseat. A major gun bust here in New York thanks to some good police work. 1010 Winds AccuWeather, clear and blustery overnight, low 43, sunshine tomorrow, afternoon clouds and breezy, high 56, and then rain turns into snow as we head into the Friday morning commute, 1 to 3 inches expected on the ground.
This is John Fast. Former Jets lineup Brandon Marshall has signed on with the Giants. The Knicks lost in Milwaukee. The Nets came up short in Atlanta, and both Rutgers and St. John's are moving on in their conference tournaments.
This is Joan Doniger at Bloomberg. Energy shares nicked the Dow, which fell 69 points. The NASDAQ rose 4.
Queens News Time, 11:41. Time for traffic and transit on the ones and Andrew Torres.
It is still a slow go in Nassau County on the westbound Southern State. The support is sponsored by the Empire State Building. Buy your tickets online at EmpireStateBuilding.com. Open daily till 2 a.m. I'm Andrew Torres. Next report, 11:51 on 1010 Winds.
Queens News Time, 11:42. It was a day without a woman, with women across the country dressed in red on strike, underscoring the gender pay gap, discrimination, and other issues. Leah Alonzo performed at one of the rallies and says she has a lot of concerns as a woman who's gay, Jewish, and of Mexican descent.
I'm very sad, and I'm very scared. I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
In honor of today, also International Women's Day, the famous Charging Bull on Wall Street now has a new companion.
She stands directly in front of the Charging Wall Street Bull, hands on hips, the bronze statue of a defiant girl. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
1010 Winds Sports in 1 minute. Winds News Time, 11:44.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
I'm where you are to where you will be.
University, where you are to where you will be.
56 degrees, headed down to 43 in Midtown. Feels like 48 with clear skies. Winds News Time, 11:45. Now 1010 Winds Sports, and here is John Fass.
It didn't take Brandon Marshall very long to find a new job. Sports at 15 and 45 around the clock. John Fass, 1010 Winds Sports.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
56 degrees, headed down to 43 under clear skies in Midtown.
Pine Lawn Memorial Park is Extension Zero.
Winds News Time, 11:48. The White House is struggling to answer whether it believes President Trump is the target of a counterintelligence investigation. More with Sagar Magani.
At the daily White House briefing, this is how spokesman Sean Spicer answered.
Whatsoever.
Winds News Time, 11:49. It's time to sell the new plan to replace Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Can the president's years of experience at the negotiating table push the polarizing bill across the finish line? Karen Travers reports from the White House.
A full court press and conservative interest groups.
Again, we'll have to wait and see whether President Trump's going to be hitting the road to push that bill across. Winds News Time, 11:50. A shooting at a Burger King in the Bronx turned into a chase and a carjacking. It started about 2 p.m. at Jerome Avenue in the Morris Heights section. The shooter grazed one man's arm, then ran outside and got on a city bus. The victim followed him. A street vendor in the area spoke to CBS2. He saw the commotion.
Of course it's scary. Everybody's been running from here, so when I turn, I see the people running from here.
The shooter then hijacked a car with a toddler in the back, but didn't get far before police caught up with him. The victim says he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Witnesses say the shooter came into the Burger King due to a longstanding feud, a 5-year dispute over a woman. The New York Senate voted 49-11 to withhold money to state university campus groups that engage in hate speech, which includes anyone calling for a boycott of Israel or other allied nations. Supporters of the measure say it's a way of showing solidarity with Israel during a time of increasing anti-Semitism. Opponents, such as the New York Civil Liberties Union and the group Palestine Legal, say it would unfairly deprive certain students of public funding based on a constitutionally protected political speech. Winds News Time, 11:51. From the Dodge Traffic Center, here is Andrew Torres.
I'm seeing delays on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey, northbound in a jam. Call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line at 844-JAM-1010. I'm Andrew Torres. Next report at 12:01 on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time, 11:52. Now the official 1010 Winds AccuWeather 4-day forecast with our meteorologist Carl Babinski and this live report.
on this Wednesday evening. We're still in the mid-50s as of this 11 o'clock hour, and we're headed down to 43 in Midtown. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Kerr Budinski on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Some good police work ends in a major gun bust. That story is coming up. Winds News Time, 11:54.
Yankees fans,
Zoom video conferencing.
Some cops here in New York thwarted a gun ring that was taking advantage of more relaxed laws in Virginia.
Undercover drug buys are one of the most dangerous things police officers can do. It really paid off, though. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at the Brooklyn DA's office.
Winds News Time, 11:55.
If you have unpaid tax debt, who's your tax guy?
Winds News Time, 11:56. Now Bloomberg Money Watch on 1010 Winds with Joan Doniger.
The Dow took a dive into deeper losses. Bloomberg Money Watch at 26 and 56 past every hour. I'm Joan Doniger for 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time, 11:58.
Used to be easy to tell fact from fiction. 79 Spectrum. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Winds News Time, 11:59.
WINS, WINS HD, WNAW HD3 New York.
Now the official 1010 Winds AccuWeather four-day forecast. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy and blustery, low 43. Thursday, sunshine with afternoon clouds and a gusty breeze, high 56. And then cloudy and colder as it heads into evening, from rain changing to snow, low 30s in the suburbs, 35 in the city. Friday, snow for the morning commute, 1 to 3 inches on non-paved surfaces by the time we get done. High of 41 with more snow showers during the day. Saturday, brisk and cold despite sunshine, high 30. Sunday, sunny and 33. More people get their news from 1010 Winds than from any other radio station in the nation. Sarah Miller is our service aide, Walter Geist, the writer, Jack Conceso at the editor's desk, and I'm Ann Carrick.